So for the last several weeks, I've been looking forward to this possibility halfway through the 10 o'clock hour, and we've got her in studio today. If you've ever seen her anywhere in town, if you've been fortunate enough to catch her act anywhere that she performs in town, you are better for it afterwards. A magnificent singer with a brand new single out called Everything But You. We're going to be hearing that in just a few minutes. We'll also have a great conversation, as we always do, with the amazing Sabrina Lentini. Here to perform Angels in Snakeskin first, please welcome to our studios, Sabrina Lentini.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much, Ed, for having me. It's so great to be back. Good morning, Laguna. I'm Sabrina Lentini. I'm going to share with you a song very special to me called Angels in Snakeskin, and you can hear it everywhere. It's inspired by a pair of red snakeskin cowboy boots that belonged to my grandma, to my mama, and now to me. A faded red snakeskin about to burst. Grandma loved him so much she called the cops. My mom tried to leave with them on her feet and wouldn't take them off. As soon as they fit, pass them down to me. Gotta have some heels to reach these dreams. Got soul in the souls to give me the boost I need. Well, they're made for more than working. A tradition of belonging. Standing tall and strong and proving people wrong. They're made for misbehaving. Thank you so much. So once again, that's called Angels in Snakeskin, and if you liked that, please check it out on wherever you listen to and stream music. That's called Angels in Snakeskin, and once again, that's a little bit about, you know, the family that I come from, my grandma, my mama.
Now, I'm so excited because one big reason that I'm here today to talk with Ed is about my brand new single, Everything But You. This just released on the 1st. And it's a song that I've had on my heart for a long time, but I never really had it into words until recently. And I'm so happy this song is out. If you have someone in your life that you see signs of everywhere you go, this is for you. I've seen 100 cars that look like yours driving by, and I'm always sure, but those aren't your plates. I've seen the back of someone in a crowded room, and for a moment I swear it's true. That's not your face. I'm not even trying, but I can't stop finding little signs, little glimpses of what I thought I was done missing. My eyes are playing tricks on me. I see you in everything you ever said. Out of sight, out of mind, was far from right. Wish I could fix my point of view. Looks like I'm still in love. See you in everything, but I've seen everything but you. I don't know how it hasn't happened yet. Big city feels small when you used to eat all. Where have you been? When I'm walking through the grocery store, I don't know what I'm really looking for. Even trying, but I can't stop finding little signs, little glimpses of what I thought I was done missing. My eyes are playing tricks on me. I see you in everything you ever said. Out of sight, out of mind, was far from right. Wish I could fix my point of view. Looks like I'm still in love, who knew? 'Cause I see you in everything, but I've seen everything but you. 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 My eyes are playing tricks on me. I see you in everything you ever said. Out of sight, out of mind, was far. Wish I could fix my point of view. Looks like I'm still in love, who knew? 'Cause I see you in everything, but I've seen everything but you.
That's why she's here this morning. Absolutely beautiful. Sabrina Lentini live in our studios. That song is the latest single to drop. It dropped on the 1st, Everything But You. We're going to sit down and have a conversation. Don't go anywhere. Grab another cup of coffee, whatever it takes. 10:46 the time, the midday show. Mornings with Ed turns into the midday show, and magic happens with Sabrina Lentini stepping into the live room. A couple of amazing and really cool songs. We're going to talk to her about that. We were going to punch in the song Grow as she walked into the studio. And again, my Wi-Fi lets us down, but that's cool. Well, we're going to hear it after our conversation. Sabrina, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Ed. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And it might have been the throat coat that was the magic, right? That had to be it. Just a fantastic live set here this early in the morning.
Thank you so much. Oh, wow. Thank you. And that throat coat, thank you so much. As I get older, I do actually love and kind of crave the taste of it. But when I was little, oh my goodness, I could not stand it.
It's got that black licorice-y thing going there.
It definitely has such a distinct taste, but now it is something that is very comforting, maybe just because of all the memories of having it.
Right.
It's just one of those little things. It's like, oh, throat coat.
Yeah.
It may help me in a time of need.
Right. It is the secret to anyone who uses voice in any industry whatsoever. I live by it for sure. Song by song, I want to go over this really fast. If you didn't put a lump in my throat with Angels and Snakeskin, my God, tell me the story. First of all, tell us a little bit about your grandma, and then tell us a little bit about your mom.
Oh my goodness. In my family, all the women in my family are just so beautiful, so strong, and I'm just so lucky to be a part of them and from them. And my grandma, she... Gosh, she was probably the strongest of all of us. So wise and so fun. A little bit crazy from the stories that I hear as I get older. But just the best memories with her growing up. We used to live directly across the street from her and my grandpa, like directly across. And I'd walk over every day and we would, you know, bake cookies and watch movies all day and eat candy and just like everything, you know, like how grandma's, but
right.
She was just extra cool and playing the jukebox and just introduced me to such great music. And just the wonderful memories, and she was a fighter. So that's a big part of that song as well, because her story is she fought a very, very awful, rare illness, a form of cancer. And she's fought that for about 7-8 years, and she passed away when I was 15. But gosh, she held on. And kind of a true testament to her character, my mom is the same way, because she was the one who fought for my grandma. Every day,
right,
dealing with that illness, and
I was just about to ask you what traits in your grandma had that you see in your mom,
yeah.
And I guess that toughness is one of them.
Yeah, my mom is also of that same spirit. She fought every day for my grandma, and she does that for anybody who's dealing with anything, an illness or anything. I mean, she's been my best friend. She's been my number one cheerleader besides my dad. And she's the absolute best. And she's, again, so strong, so beautiful, and just the most warm, kind, giving person that she's just very selfless.
Beautiful.
She needs to take more time for herself.
Beautifully stated, beautifully stated. And I don't want to speak for your mom or anything, but as the father of a daughter, there really is no relationship quite like parent and daughter. And I know parents that have sons, I know what you're going to say, but there's a parent-daughter relationship. And even here today, when you walked in, your mom is your protector still, and you're an adult.
Yeah.
This is very cool.
She is. I love going everywhere with her, and she truly is my best friend, and I'm looking at her right now. Sorry, Mom.
So when you sat down to write Angels and Snakeskin, the boots themselves,
yes.
Tell us about those boots.
These boots have been through a whole lot, and especially even after writing this song. So this was written out in Nashville with a very good friend of mine and an incredible artist himself. His name's Sam Varga. And we both had this connection of, you know, very sentimental things, but especially boots. He had a pair that was special to him, and I have this pair, of course. And I have many things that have been passed down to me from my grandma, but these boots especially are just, again, very special. And they are a pair of red snakeskin cowboy boots.
So cool.
And gosh, again, like they have been through so much. The miles that her and my mom have walked in them, and then me especially.
Right.
Now I have to be a little bit more careful with them. But since writing the song, it's funny because our second verse has been fixed and stitched, but won't give up. But actually, just before I was about to release the song officially,
right.
We took them in to get polished and worked on it, and again, like, fixed up a little bit, because some of like it was lifting on the toe and around, and you know, we just want to have them like a little bit more preserved, and a big accident happened with that. But thankfully they were salvaged.
Ooh.
But it was pretty scary for a minute. We're like, oh my gosh, we like these boots. Like, we were so afraid that something really bad had happened to them. But thankfully, after, you know, a lot of a little bit more extra care and time and fixing.
Right.
They're in a better condition than they were before. And but it was, yeah, again, a true, again, like that second verse is so true, but it even like reproved itself.
Right.
Because they have been fixed and stitched and they won't give up. They are still here and they are in really good condition now.
Right.
And yeah.
And if you ever need work done to them, we have, no kidding, one of the greatest leather and shoe cobblers in the world here in town. A little place called Factotum over on Ocean.
Okay,
they've been in business for like 60 years. They're amazing. So yeah, if you
we'll
hook you up with a local Laguna business, can help you out the next time you need help
with
your boots.
That's great. Thank you.
And when you put those on, do you kind of feel like a superhero?
I do. I really do. I remember that being a topic of conversation when we were writing the song. It's like Wonder Woman. Not only just because they're red, but just the feeling that when I slip them on, they kind of fit like a glove or like a sock. They're just like, so like, you don't even like, you feel them on, but they just kind of feel like they belong.
Right.
You know, and they're very comfortable. And there's just something very magical about them. And again, I really do feel like I'm walking in their footsteps. Like it's like just crazy to think like, you know, when I wear those or when I wear a jacket that belonged to my grandma, like the other day I was thinking, oh my gosh, it's like she's hugging me.
Oh, that's
like,
so
you know,
cool.
You think about those things, but then you don't really like realize it until you really take a second to take a step back. And I'm just very thankful to have a song like this that just pays tribute to that. And also it brings along funny stories. Like in the first verse, I say, grandma loved him so much, she called the cops. And that was a story from when my mom was 18. And again, at the house that we lived across the street from, my mom was there at 18 and she was trying to leave the house, taking the boots from my grandma. Like I guess she was wearing them and trying to go somewhere, like out with my dad probably, I don't know. And my grandma was so upset, I guess she called the police.
Oh,
and was like, you're not leaving with them.
So
they probably showed up and they're like, I don't know what to do here.
We're going to have to take the boots in for evidence, please.
They're just, so they're very special. And there's something that I'm so happy to have and I'll hold on forever. And actually just a few weeks ago, my Aunt Mimi sent us, my mom and I both a text saying that she found a journal of my grandma's or like an old calendar that said, bought red snakeskin boots today.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it's pretty amazing. So
yes.
I need to share that soon, like put a picture up of that because it's just
please
like,
do.
Whoa.
Please do. Please do. And here at the radio station, we've long considered you a superhero anyway, with or without wearing the red boots. And when I hear your new song, the song that dropped on the first, Everything But You, I think she's just being magic again. Tell us, and you don't have to tell us who this is specifically or anything like that, because really everyone can relate to it. This is a song that I think many people can relate to. So specifically, you don't have to go there, but kind of go there. Who is this?
His name is, no. Oh my gosh, no. This song is something that finally with writing this song, I was able to put into words that feeling of missing someone so much that, gosh, you just can't help it. You see signs of them everywhere you go. Like hearing, you know, his name or, you know, seeing someone that looks like him and having that moment of, you know, or hearing that song on the radio or seeing their initials somewhere or just all these things. Like Laguna is one of my favorite places ever. I'm here all the time. I've played shows here throughout my whole years. This is like where I've been growing up. And of course, I have those memories here, too.
Right.
And it's like everywhere I go. And it's just crazy. And I know this like happens to other people because when I've talked to my friends or my family members, they have people like that too in their lives. Or like one time I was hanging out with somebody and they were telling me a similar feeling that they had about someone. And then we looked up and they're like, oh my gosh, their initials are in graffiti right there by where I park my car.
Right.
Like it's just,
right.
I really do believe in like little signs and things like that. And, so again, it's just, I'm so thankful to have something like songwriting in my life to be able to get these feelings and these experiences out into a song because then it's no longer just something that I need to express for myself, but hopefully other people that are feeling this same way can find and hear their own story in it.
Yeah.
And
Did actually writing and recording it, did it lift a burden off of you?
It truly, absolutely, 100% did. And this was a solo write, and it was one of those moments where when I was writing it, just because, again, you're right, the weight of that feeling and trying to put those things into words that I didn't even understand why I'm still seeing signs, why all these things. I don't know. That's why I don't have words for it. But when I wrote, when I got down to the line of I've seen you, or I see you and everything, but I've seen everything but you, I was in my room and I was like, I just like absolutely got like kind of chills and like goosebumps and kind of had like a happy tear, because it truly was like that sort of like aha moment, like
the epiphany.
Exactly. Right. And that's what, you know, again, it all just, that's what I believe in, the magic of storytelling and in songwriting. It's just those moments of working through whatever you're going through. And it's like you find that there is like a deeper meaning and a deeper purpose in these things, you know, and to be able to share it at the end of the day is all that I dream of, you know.
beautifully stated. And I think the natural question is, did in the writing of that song, have you completely pushed, is that done with, or are there more songs about this relationship? Okay. Can you gain additional strength from writing more songs about it?
I think it's just one of those things that, well, I think when you really love someone, they do stay with you forever. Right. Maybe not in the same way, but right, in a way that, you know, maybe for a while is bittersweet, and then eventually just becomes something that you're very glad that was a part of your life, because you learned a lot from it and became a part of like who you are and who you will be. I mean, of course, there's always going to be inspiration for right, love songs and heartbreak. I mean, I think most writers can say they can write heartbreak songs all day long. It's easier to write sometimes than a love song.
Right.
For me, this one's interesting because, yes, it's a heartbreak song, but I kind of feel like it still has a little bit of a skip in its step as far as with the groove. And, yeah, just the whole idea of, yeah, like I say I'm walking around the grocery store, and it's so true. I mean, to this day, whether it's I think I'm going to run into that person, or maybe I'm going to run into the person who may be the one.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of become an idea of a bunch of different things. And that's why I hope maybe people can hear that, you know, their own story. Maybe it is also someone they've like lost from a heartbreak, or maybe just lost. Or maybe it's somebody that they haven't met yet that they're hoping to meet.
Right.
You know, and they, right, and they see all those signs that hopefully will lead to them. But yes, back to your question, I have plenty of other songs inspired by the same thing, but then also
right,
all the other, you know, crushes and love that I've had since, and also situationships or whatever we call it now. Lots of inspiration. Hopefully that will never end.
I love the way, and previous songs that you've written, I love the way you're able to turn pain into sweetness. There's a sweetness to the song, but there's pain in the writing of it. That's a magical button. Not everyone can turn that button on, but you do. And I appreciate that in music, and certainly in the writing of your music.
Thank you.
Tomorrow you're on Today in Nashville, and then you're starting immediately to work on your June and July schedule, right?
Yes. I'm so excited. I have a live performance of Everything But You with, more of a full sound going on, so it's not just me. It's
which was fine, by the way.
And you know, I just I'm really excited for that to air, and that will be on their local Channel 4 news. And yes, then I'm planning, you know, my show schedule throughout the rest of this summer. Right. I can't believe it's already summer.
Right.
Oh my gosh! Like, so I've been booking shows for that, but then also, you know, I really want to plan some more fun shows as well. I definitely hope to be back at Sawdust Festival, which is my favorite. I just love it. I was just there for the Spring Fling, and I always have the best time there.
It's just the best atmosphere, and you sound magnificent there. Yeah. The acoustics are perfect for you. It's a great spot.
So, Thank you. So yes, shows throughout the summer, and then also back to Nashville, back and forth a few times. Hopefully, I'm definitely thinking like, you know, June, July, I'll be there for a bit, and then kind of again to kind of maybe close out the summer or like into fall.
Right.
And I'm excited. I'm really excited for the summer, especially after releasing this song. It's just, it feels like another step forward in telling more of my story and expressing myself as, I mean, I've been coming here since I don't even know how young, and like my first releases, I still love to listen back on them.
I think I was like 16 or 17.
Yes. but it's just, I'm very excited for a song like this to kind of show, because it feels, you know, more grown up.
Right. And, well, two things. Make us a promise that when you do come back from Nashville, you'll come visit again.
I'd love to.
And secondly, we're gonna head out with Grow. I'd love for you to tell us about Grow before we go.
Grow. So that was inspired by more of a beginning of a relationship.
Okay.
So we're gonna go back in time. But again, very, very happy memories.
Right.
And at a part of my life where my adulthood was like just beginning. And it was this exciting, like, first love and that feeling of wanting to shout it from the rooftops and I want to grow with you. Like, let's lay down our roots and grow together and just be young and be carefree and, you know, have the best summer ever, you know, like, you know, or just, you know, lay or even like a deeper thing. Like, let's, like, this is real. Let's do something with our lives together, you know. And that song, again, from a relationship inspiration.
Right.
it did evolve from the time of writing it. And I wrote it with Dave Marichat and David Brownstein. And those guys are awesome. We've written quite a bit together, like Dorothy Gale and so many others that I hope to release very soon. And again, that song in general is just one of my happy songs. Like, as far as like, it makes me happy.
Right.
Like, my happy color is yellow. My happy song is Grow, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It's just like a wonderful, I feel like that's my song when I go to introduce myself to people. It's like, oh, you know, I'd love to include that one.
Do you have a happy food?
Well, dessert's always my
favorite. Okay, enough said.
I'm a little bit addicted to dessert. But yeah, with Grow, it has, you know, it has evolved over the years. And even from the time of writing to releasing, it did become more of just a love song in general to everyone in life, like whether it's a relationship or to growing up with, you know, just in a time of your life or to friends or with family. Like, again, let's lay down our roots and grow together.
Beautiful. Before we head out, where can our listeners find you and your music that benefits you the most?
If you'd like to keep up with me daily, it would mean so much to, you know, see you on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Sabrina Lentini, and that's LENTINI, and also facebook.com/officialSabrinaLentini. But if you'd like to hear my music and especially Everything But You that just released, you can find it on all the music platforms, all the streaming platforms, on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever you listen, and every stream, every add to your playlist, every share, every put it on repeat. Everything helps so much, especially as an independent artist. So thank you so much.
And thank you so much. Sabrina Lentini, thank you for stepping in this morning. The brand new single is Everything But You. On our way out the door, we're going to hear Grow. Thanks,
thank
Sabrina.
Thank you, Ed. You're awesome.
Hey, I think the season's right for you and me. Yeah, I think it's time. Every day is a sweet surprise. The smell of daisies sent me a sign. The winds of change have come and gone, but you're still by my side. I love you in my life. Let's lay.
Let's lay.